Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 27th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu have sources who say Apple will launch three phones with the same edge-to-edge screen design as the iPhone X coming up in September. The models supposedly include a high-end phone with a 6.5-inch screen that would be able to view apps side-by-side, like on an iPad, an updated 5.8-inch phone like the current iPhone X but with a newer processor and camera, and a cheaper and slightly larger 6.1-inch phone with aluminum edges instead of steel and an LCD screen instead of OLED. All three models supposedly have Face ID, and none of them have the home button. The two larger phones might come with dual SIM in some regions. Han Hai is supposedly assembling all three, while Pegatron would assemble some of the cheaper model. Bloomberg's Gurman and Wu also mentioned that Google plans to announce the Google Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL in New York on October 9th, according to their sources. Other sources had indicated October 4th for the Pixel announcement. Microsoft posted an announcement of All Access, which lets customers buy an Xbox, along with the Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold subscriptions, for one monthly price paid out over a two-year period, after which you own the console. The post detailed the plan, with the Xbox One S costing $22 a month and the Xbox One X $35 a month. Both plans save money over buying a console and paying for both subscriptions over the 2 years. Police named 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore as a man who shot and killed two participants and himself and wounded 11 others at a Madden NFL 19 video game tournament at the GLHF Game Bar in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday. The wounded were all in stable condition at local hospitals, according to the sheriff. Katz supposedly played under the name Bread or Sliced Bread, according to the BBC, and had won a Madden championship in 2017. Elon Musk said Friday he has given up his plan to take Tesla private. Musk wrote that most of Tesla's existing shareholders believe we are better off as a public company, he said. Tesla still faces a shareholder lawsuit and U.S. SEC investigation over the announcement of the plan. Oculus Rift inventor Palmer Luckey wrote a criticism of the Magic Leap on his blog Monday titled "Magic Leap is a Tragic Heap." Luckey focuses on criticizing the controller tracking, the UI, and says the headset is not significantly different than other AR headset. He did praise the decision to put the computing in a separate wearable component called the Light Pack. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told the Financial Times the company plans to shift its focus from cars to bikes and scooters for inner city rides. Khosrowshahi said, "It is very inefficient for a one-ton hulk of metal to take one person 10 blocks. He acknowledged that it could reduce profits for Uber in the short term. After a UN report accused Myanmar's generals of genocidal intent, Facebook removed accounts of several individuals and organizations, including Myanmar's commander-in-chief of the armed forces and the military's television network. 18 Facebook accounts, one Instagram account, and 52 Facebook pages were removed. Colonel Za Min Tun told Reuters he was unaware the pages had been removed. Sources tell Economic Times that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is in talks to invest about 2,000 to 2,500 rupees in Paytm's parent, 197 Communications. It would be the first direct investment in an Indian firm by Berkshire Hathaway. Paytm could be valued at $10 billion as part of the investment. The deal has not yet been finalized. Finally, Friday, Google researchers published a flaw in the installer for Epic's Fortnite app for Android. Remember, Fortnite does not distribute its app through the Google Play Store. That means users have to launch the installer or the game to get the patch, rather than having it pushed through the Play Store. Because of this, Epic had requested a full 90 days before disclosure to give people more time to install the patch. Google's policy is to wait 1 week after a patch is made broadly available. Google notified Epic of the flaw on August 15th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.